Two headlines landed in the same week and they cannot both be the main story. Redfin called it the strongest buyer's market on record, driven by the Sun Belt. NAHB's Eye on Housing reported that existing home sales fell despite improved inventory. Read separately, these look like different markets. Read together, they describe the same one, and the connective tissue is a number that has nothing to do with inventory. 30-year fixed rates jumped to 7.07% according to Mortgage News Daily. That is the story. Not the buyer's market. Not the inventory gains. The rate. The inventory story looks real. There is no reason to doubt Redfin's framing on its own terms. A buyer's market driven by the Sun Belt, with inventory improved enough that NAHB felt the need to say so explicitly, is not a small claim. Somewhere in the country, sellers are competing for buyers rather than the other way round, and that is a genuine shift from the conditions of the last several years. But strongest buyer's market on record is a description of leverage, not of affordability. It tells you what happens if you can get to the closing table. It says nothing about whether the monthly payment at the closing table is one you can carry. Those are separate questions, and the housing commentary of the last few weeks has largely treated them as the same question, because for a long time they roughly were. They are not anymore. The rate story overrides it. Existing home sales fell despite improved inventory. That single sentence from NAHB is the whole argument in miniature. If inventory improving were sufficient to move sales, sales would have moved. They didn't. The variable that changed instead, the one doing the actual work in that gap between buyers have leverage and buyers aren't buying, is the rate. Mortgage News Daily's coverage this week reads like a market in retreat, not a market pausing for breath. Sharply weaker again. Half oil. Half PPI is not a headline about a market correcting toward calm. Neither is ugly snowball selling thanks to oil and inflation data. A snowball, ugly or otherwise, describes a move that accelerates itself, and that is precisely the mechanism by which a bond market sell-off turns into a mortgage rate jump, yields rise, mortgage-backed securities get repriced against them, and the rate quoted to a buyer on a Tuesday is meaningfully worse than the one quoted the previous Friday. Energy prices rose again in August per NAHB's own reporting, which lines up with the oil-driven selling MND is describing. This is not two unrelated data points from two unrelated desks. It's the same pressure showing up in two different feeds. Why the Fed can't save the buyer? Redfin's inflation coverage this week is titled, accurately, Latest Inflation Report Points to an Uncertain Path Ahead for the Fed and Mortgage Rates. That headline is doing more work than it looks like it is. The Fed has one tool that people conflate with mortgage rates constantly, and it is not the same tool. The Fed sets a short-term policy rate. Mortgage rates track the 10-year Treasury and the mortgage-backed securities market, which is exactly the mechanism MND is describing when it says the recent move was half oil, half PPI. None of that runs through the Fed's meeting calendar. It runs through inflation prints and energy prices, in real time, on days the Fed isn't even meeting. That is the uncomfortable truth sitting underneath uncertain path ahead. It's not just that the Fed doesn't know what it will do next. It's that even if the Fed does something, the 7.07% quota buyer sees on a rate sheet is substantially indifferent to it in the short run. Mortgage News Daily's note on Treasury buybacks and credit score tumult in the same financing roundup is a reminder that the plumbing behind a mortgage quote has multiple pressure points, and rate policy is only one of them. So when Redfin frames the inflation report as an open question for the Fed and mortgage rates, as though those two things move on the same clock, that framing is generous to the idea that anyone currently has a lever to pull. The oil and PPI data moved the rate. Nobody at the Fed had to do anything for that to happen, and nobody at the Fed can undo it by doing something now. The industry keeps building around the gap. What's notable is that the parts of the industry that don't depend directly on a buyer walking into a branch and qualifying for a rate are moving as if none of this is happening. Procore closed an $845 million M&A deal. Jacobs won a $131 million water job. Mandel Group and Cartonwood merged management platforms as part of a larger portfolio move. NRP Group named a new VP of development for the Midwest. AECOM's former Tishman-linked executives are out there describing the post-9/11 rebuild as Herculean, while a former Ecom exec, Jay Badame, joins Bravo Group. The DOJ reached a settlement with Pinnacle in the RealPage case, which is a signal that regulatory attention on rent-setting software isn't going away even while sales-side attention is consumed by rates. None of that activity contradicts the rate story. It confirms it. Capital allocation, executive moves, and construction pipeline decisions happen on a different timeline than a household deciding whether to buy this quarter, and that gap is exactly why the industry press can run a strongest buyer's market on record headline next to a sales fell headline without anyone at either desk flagging the contradiction. The firm's building, merging, and hiring are pricing in a longer horizon. The household staring at 7.07% does not get a longer horizon. It gets this month's quote. What the contradiction actually means. A buyer's market only functions as a buyer's market if buyers can transact in it. Inventory and negotiating leverage are necessary conditions for a favorable deal, not sufficient ones. The sufficient condition is a monthly payment the buyer can actually carry, and that number is set by the rate, not by how many houses are sitting unsold in the Sun Belt. Redfin's own two headlines this week, taken together rather than separately, make the point better than any outside commentary could. The strongest buyer's market on record is happening at the same time as an uncertain path ahead for mortgage rates, and NAHB's sales data shows which of those two forces is currently winning. It isn't the buyer's market. The rate didn't blink at the inventory numbers. It went to 7.07% anyway, on oil and PPI data that had nothing to do with how many homes were listed for sale. Until that changes, strongest buyer's market on record is a description of a door standing open. The gatekeeper is still charging admission at the threshold, and this week he raised the price.